This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. Dowder, good morning.
Dowder.
Where is he, bud? Do I have him right there? Line one. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, Dowder. Great. Not as good as you.
Have we settled on music for you yet?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that's right, because you are from Alabama.
It's fantastic.
All right, so
how long did you spend time in Alabama? Was it four or five years, and then you moved to Minnesota? Is that what happened?
No. I grew up there till I was 15.
Oh, really? You went to high school there?
Yeah, I went to high school there for a year, and then I went to boarding school in Indiana, Culver Academies in Indiana for 3 years. Yeah, and then I went to junior hockey for a couple years, a couple different places, and then made my way to St. Cloud.
Gotcha.
So, Dowder, let's talk about last night's game. You led off the scoring in the second period at 2:49 of the second period. That was a wild, kind of woolly second period for the Caps. You guys got up to a 4-0 lead. It looked like you're cruising along, and then the Flyers scored twice and looked like they almost scored a third goal, but Logan Thompson sprawled out, kept the puck from going over the line at the net. That was a huge play. Talk about that second period and talk about your goal to lead it off.
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate. I took a penalty there to start the second, which is never good. But Fellas did a good job killing it off, and then I was just kind of fortunate to get out there and join the rush, and then Sandy made a really, really nice play to the middle. He was kind of low playing forward. He's leading the rush, so I kind of took a peek around and ended up just trying to back out of there and cover for him while he had a chance to get back. And puck just kind of followed him, and then he was able to kind of find me open in the slot. And I think we took advantage of some tired power play guys that had been on for a little bit, and puck was just able to kind of find its way in the back of the net. So, that second, yeah, it was tough. I mean, you know, what do they say? Hockey worst lead is a 4-goal lead, I think not every game is going to be your best full 60-minute game. You'd like it to be in a perfect world, and you're still going to lose some of those hockey games, but you'd like to play a full 60. I think last night, we played probably 35 to 40 good minutes, and then Philly played, what do you want to call it, 25, 30, 40, whatever you want to call it, good minutes, and the game kind of just went back and forth a little bit. I mean, they're a good team. They have guys that can score. They showed that last night. I mean, I think Tomer bailed us out a ton when we needed it, gave us a chance to win that game. But we did a good job at the start. We had a good start. We had a good second period. So you got to take some positives out of that. So.
Does it get chippier on the ice when you play them back-to-back nights?
It definitely does. I mean, there wasn't really anything that kind of carried over from Tuesday night's game into Wednesday night's game, in my opinion. I mean, that can happen sometimes where, something happens late in the game or middle of the game and the game's tight and you don't have an opportunity to to pay someone back, and you know you're playing them the next night. But I think, you know, Big Mac and Delorier had a you know, probably one of the best fights I've ever seen from the two of them. You know, that was incredible. They took care of that, their business there, and then yeah, nothing really carried over, but it did get a little chippy last night for sure. I mean, I think we have a lot of history with the Flyers. We play them a lot, so.
Doubter, do you feel like you get a mental edge in that home and home when you win the game in their building and you kind of demoralize them, and then the next night you know you've got them at Capital One? Is that like going through your guys' heads at all?
I mean, it's funny. Guys had mentioned that. You know, it's always nice to win the first bit of the back-to-back. But, I mean, in my opinion, I think you want to go out, and obviously your goal is to win every hockey game. It is great to win in their building and then knowing that you're coming back in our home building, using our crowd. But I think veteran teams, you know, like ourselves, will be prepared for – Philly was going to have their best last night, right? Like, I mean, their coach, just like any all of us know, if we have a bad night, our coach is going to be on us. We're going to be watching film. We're going to be, you know, pissed off being at the rink. And so teams are going to come out flying. And as a veteran team, I think you got to recognize that, which I think we did a good job of that last night.
I hate to ask a basic question, but I never played hockey. And then, you know, when you're in the arena, you're so far, I can never hear. How much trash talking is actually occurring?
I mean, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah?
Like every shift.
A lot of chirping.
Really.
Every
really?
Shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, I don't.
You can't say. I get it.
Yeah, I don't tend to be one to come up with anything too creative. It's more of just a lot of FUs and right. You know, stuff like that.
But it's all the time. It's constant.
Yeah, it's constant. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, you can tell. I think the crowd, you know, you guys watch sports. You can tell when a game is kind of floating along and there's not much intensity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you can feel that, right? But I think, you know, in hockey, it's funny. In hockey, it can go from kind of being a little bit of a sleepy game so all of a sudden somebody takes a liberty on somebody or somebody does something a little cheap, and then
it's on.
That pisses everybody off, and then you can go from 0 to 100 pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right, Doubter. Well, thanks for the time.
That's awesome.
After a game day, we appreciate it. Best of luck against the Lightning on that Saturday night, and we'll talk to you again next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.